Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back, Shavuot Tov. Welcome back to all to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning. We are learning Lidui Nishmaso and Lezeichel Nishmaso, Tzvi Gershon, Alav Hashem, Ben Yoav V'chana. Praise Neshama shall have a continuous aliyah in the Shchus of the Torah that we share this morning. With Alyssa's permission, it's also Shchus Refuah for Baruch HaVigai, Bas Rachel, Geta B'Soch, Shar Chalei Yisrael, and a specific sheer dedication for the Refuah Shalema of Zev Wolf Ben Chaya Sara. May he have a complete Refuah Shalema, B'Soch Shar Chalei Yisrael, and the Shchus of the Torah learning we will share this morning. So, you'll begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibra. Good morning, Alyssa. We will begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibra, please. Ribono Shel Olam, Yiratzu Mefanecha, Al Rachum V'Chanim, Shetizekeni Hayim U'Bechol Yom Lashmur Piyul Lashoni Milashon Har Rechilas, Ezar Mil Debra, Afilu Al Ish Yachid, V'Kol Shekein HaKlaiso, O Achelek Mehem, V'Kol Shekein Mitzrayim Al Midosov Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ezar Mil Debra, Divrei Sheker, Chanufa Mechlokes Ka'as Gaiva, Onas Tvarim, Halbanas Panim, Leitzanus V'Chol Dibra Asur, V'Zekeni Shel Al Debra, Kim Debra HaTzarich, Le'inyani Gufi V'Nafshi, V'yu kol ma'asai v'dibruai l'shem shamayim, amen v'amen. So, let us continue with our learning. We've been discussing really halachic aspects of Shmiras HaLashon these past few months. We took a little bit of a break for Barad, and we learned from Igros Moshe. But in general, we're going through the Gemara with added sources, many halachic aspects of in-depth learning of Shmiras HaLashon. So just a short introduction to today's shiur. 2 weeks ago, not this past Shabbos, but the Shabbos before, Mishpacha Junior, the cover, because it was Shabbos before Purim, it was so sweet. Meet the people behind the Pascha's candy. So it was an interesting article, Mishpacha Junior, about the production of candy and the Pascha's company and how it started and who started it, the original Pascha's store on Kingston Avenue, it says. It was interesting. So I was reading it, flipping through it, and I folded the page. Okay, so this is not this past Shabbos, but the Shabbos before. And there's questions and answers with the Pascha's staff. I don't know if anyone here saw it. I assume not, but you should never assume. Maybe like me, someone picked it up and found it interesting. So they had different people ask the questions and answers with the Pascha's staff. Question, what are your rules at Pascha's? Question, I'm not going to read you all the answers. Pascha's makes so many types of candy and sells them all over the world. Are all factories located in the United States? Question, wow, if I want to suggest a new candy, could I do that? Question, you said you answer all the letters. What happens to the letters when they come to Pascha's? Question, have there ever been serious mishaps in the candy making process? Final question, do you have anything you want to share with the Mishpacha Junior readers? Answer, if you have a complaint about a product, we're happy to hear about it from you and we will try to fix the problem. But please don't go spreading your complaint all over. At one point, we made these really sour candies that were selling very well. One child had some sort of reaction from eating too many, and his mother let everyone know. The candy was not dangerous. The child ate too much of it, but it got a bad name. We had to get rid of the product, and we lost a lot of money. We're happy to hear your complaints. Just come to us. And of course, this is a real-life example of everything we're learning in this class. We hear a candy company that produces kosher candy from company because of Motzi Shemra and Lashon Hara and the ability to spread tales today because of social networking like never before. They were affected and their product had to be recalled and they lost, quote, a lot of money. So I thought it was obviously very relevant. With that, we're going back into the Gemara Maseches Arachin. We're actually going into the footnote because the footnote is going to direct us to the Rambam and then we're going to go to the Rambam. Okay. So the Gemara has told us, and we've been discussing this in depth. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna Kol Misa Dimis Amar Ba'alpe Tilasa. Any Lashon Hara in the presence of anything said in the presence of three or more people, Leispa Mishum Lishna Bisha, it is not considered to be Lashon Hara to repeat it further. Ma Itama, what's the reason? Chavarch Chavar Islay, your friend is a friend who he will tell. V'chavar de Chavarch Chavar Islay, and your friend's friend is a friend who he will tell. And so it circulates widely. widely and wildly and widely. Since the person who revealed his private information to three people, and that represents the public, knew that everyone has a friend, he signaled he is not concerned if someone does not repeat it. So we spent a long time going through Rabbi Daniel Feldman. We started last week with discussing the Art Scroll footnote, which is where I am continuing today. So I'm in Maseches Erechin of the Art Scroll Shot and Seen, Daf Yomi Edition Gemara, okay? Tes Zayin Amad Aleph. Footnote. These last few lines in our Gemara are the focus of much attention by, quote, the Chafetz Chaim. He devotes to the topic under discussion, Ape Telasa, understanding this presence of three, one chapter each in Hilchos Lashon Hara and Hilchos Rechilos, and 35 notes of Be'er Mayim Chaim between the two. The view that commands the lion's share of his attention is the Rambam. The Rambam's ruling and codified as a halacha in Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Deos, Parak Zayin, Halacha He. And our footnote goes on to quote the halacha of the Rambam. So in other words, the Chafetz Chaim devotes much attention to this halacha. What does it exactly mean by Apei Telasa? How do we understand that if you speak in the presence of three, who is the prohibition upon? Is it upon the speaker, the listener, like we saw in Rabbi Feldman? May you actually retell it? The lion's share of attention of the Chafetz Chaim is devoted to the halacha as codified by the Rambam. So what we are now going to do is going to the Mishnah Torah and look at the lashon of the Rambam inside. And so I am going to begin to screen share with you. Let me just find where I want to be. Okay. Let me see if I go here. No, that's not going to work. Just one second, actually. Okay. Here's where I'm going. Okay. Okay, could you see my screen? At least I could see you. Could you see my screen? Yes. Okay. So I'm going to move you, okay, so that you could see. So actually, I was looking up something else for a different shiur, and before we go to the Rambam, Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin, I came across this halacha in Hilchos Deos Perek Hei. Okay? So this is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Hei. When the Rambam describes, at least I said you could see my screen, the Rambam is teaching here is the importance of, what's going on here? I'm trying to move you down a little bit. Okay. The Rambam here is discussing in Perek Hei of Hilchos Deos the way a Talmid Chacham should behave. Okay, so how should a person behave? A Talmid Chacham is recognizable in his wisdom, in his temperaments. We're not going through the whole parakeh here. He has to be recognizable in his deeds, in his food, in his drink, how he takes care of his needs. Ubidiburo, in his speech, in how he walks, in how he dresses. Okay, and parakeh, halacha base. Okay, how should he eat? How should the Talmid Chacham eat? Halacha gimel, how should he drink wine? Halacha dalet, how he should he be with his wife? How should he behave with his wife? What about intimate relations with his wife? Halacha hey, okay? His children won't be righteous. Halacha vav, tznius gedola nohagim talmidei chachamim ba'atzman. Sometimes people think that tznius is only a woman's mitzvah. It's totally not correct. Tznius, a talmid chacham must act with great modesty. Even when he goes into the beis hakisei, he has to be tzanua. Okay. Perek hei halacha zayin. So this is what's relevant, and the reason I skipped here is because, of course, it's important to learn all of those previous halachos, how we must eat, how we must drink, how Talmid Chacham must dress, how he must be with his wife, how he must be in a tzanua fashion. But this halacha, specifically halacha zayin, relates to koach hadibur. Talmid Chacham lo yetzo ek. What's the volume of your voice? A Talmid Chacham should not be a person who screams vitzoveach and shrieking b'shas diburo at the time of speaking. So you have to moderate the volume of your voice as well. Kebehemos v'chayos. Look at that. A Talmid Chacham is not a person. When a Talmid Chacham speaks, he should not be speaking with screaming and shrieking at the time of speaking like animals and wild beasts. Velo yagbia kolo bioser. He should not raise his voice very much. Ela diburo benachas im kol brios. He should speak pleasantly with all creatures, with all creations. Ukeshe yedaber benachas. And when he speaks pleasantly, yizaher, he should be careful. Shelo yisrachek ad sheyera ek kedivrei gasei rech. I found this very interesting. interesting. You shouldn't distance yourself so much from the person you're speaking to. You don't want to appear haughty, like, I can't be close to you, I can't be in proximity with you. When you're speaking to someone, you should have that sense of camaraderie. Now, today it's the COVID pandemic, so I don't know who wants to go close to anybody else anymore. But when a Talmid Chacham speaks, first of all, he shouldn't be screaming, he shouldn't be shrieking like animals, he shouldn't raise his voice exponentially. He should speak with nice words with all creatures, and when he speaks with Nachas, he should be careful that he shouldn't be so yisrachek. Don't be so far at a distance, because then you look like you're a haughty person. I'm so great, I can't bear to stand next to you. You shouldn't do that. Umaktim shalom lechol ha'adam. You should precede shalom to every person. So when you see someone in the street, you should make sure that you should speak to them shalom aleichem first before they speak to you. Kedei shetehei ruchan nocha himenu, so that your spirit will be pleasant to them. You make sure that they look at you and they say, wow, look at a Talmid Chacham. He always greeted me in the street first. He always came to me, and he always preceded in the way he spoke. Actually, I want to get a sefer. I want to quote a story. It might be faster to find it on my computer than to go get the sefer from the shelf. No, I'm going to go get the sefer from the shelf. Obviously, if I was preparing, I would have thought of it. I would have had the sefer next to me. 1 second. Here we go. So we're talking about how a Talmid Chacham should speak. Okay. How Talmid Chacham should speak, and how he should always make sure to not be screaming, to speak pleasantly, not to be aloof. Oh, that's a good word. Not to stand at a distance. Don't be so aloof from the person, and you should always precede people when you see them with the hello, so that your spirit should be pleasant to people. So I'm actually quoting from this book by Rabbi Shlomo Riskin. It's called Listening to God, Subtitles, Inspirational Stories for My Grandchildren. Okay. So he talks about... Okay. During the long summer Shabbos afternoons, he tells a story of something that happened at a Pirkei Avos Shir, long summer Shabbos afternoons. Most of the regular congregants at this particular shir were Holocaust survivors who recently arrived in America, so it was shortly after the war, and were beginning to reconstruct their lives. The spoken language, as well as the language of the shir, was Yiddish. Towards the end of the first chapter of Pirkei Avos, Shammai teaches, accept every human being with good fellowship. One of the participants, a warm, good-natured father of twin girls, we will call him Mr. R, quietly added to the interpretation of the Maggid Shir, "This teaching of Shammai saved my life." In measured and painful words, he told the following story. "I was born in Poland, right near the German border. Every morning, I would habitually go to synagogue. I would meet almost face to face a well-known and fairly well-to-do German citizen who would always begin his day with a constitutional walk, no matter what the weather. I would quietly greet him every single morning, a Gut Morgen, Herr Gottmacher. He would give me a supercilious, and sometimes even disgusted look, condescendingly muttering, Jew. His chin would nod slightly, and I was never quite sure if his one word was meant as a return greeting, Jew, in a derogatory tone, or an anti-Semitic reproach. Nevertheless, the dialogue between us continued every morning for at least 2 years. After all, I wanted to be true to Shammai's teaching. So every morning on the walk to shul, this Jew would say, Good morning, Herr Gottmacher. And he would reply back in a negative tone, Jud. Then the Second World War broke out. Our lives were shattered. I was taken to Auschwitz. Life became unbearable, but nevertheless, I desperately wanted to live. Indeed, the only thing one lived for was to live another day. I became dreadfully ill with typhus, to such an extent I couldn't even drag myself to roll call in the morning. And then there was another accursed selection, when each inmate would march in front of the Nazi messenger of death. He would look each individual over for a few seconds, and he would yell out, Recht, which meant continuation in the labor force, or Link, left, which mean the gas chambers in certain death. I somehow managed to crawl to the selection line and unsteadily rose to my feet. I could feel the redness of my feverish face. and my bloodshot eyes made it almost impossible for me to see in front of me. As I came closer to the moment of truth, I wordlessly recited the Shema. And then with double or triple vision, I looked up at my executioner, the Nazi face staring at me. With my last ounce of strength, I looked up at my executioner and I quietly said, "A good morgen, Herr Gottmacher." His impassive face twitched. He looked at me hard. "Jud," he muttered, his constant reply. And then "Recht," he sent me to the right to continued labor, force, and life. So when I read this in the Rambam, "U'makdim shalom l'chol adam k'dei sh'tei rucha nocha himenu." When you speak, it's the tone of voice, it's the volume of voice, it's the choice of words. It's our distance from somebody else, not during the COVID pandemic, and the aura we give off with our speech. And you should always precede saying hello to others. "V'danes kol ha'adam l'kafzchus," and you should judge every person to the side of merit. I told you, my husband said, Rav Herschel Schachter said one year, I believe it was at the Shavuos Ritz Yerchei Kala, Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita said, "Danes kol ha'adam l'kafzchus is b'di'evad. D'chatchila, you shouldn't be done like anybody." Okay, so if you're done, you shouldn't be done, that's a chatchila. Once you're done, the b'di'evad is the kafzchus. But the best case scenario is not to be done them in the first place. "Misaper b'sheva chaviro." When you talk about your friend, you should tell his shevach, you should tell his praise. "V'lo b'gnuso klal." You should not speak disparaging about your friend at all. Remember, this is in Hilchos Deos Perek Hey Halacha Zayim. But I don't remember why it was in this chapter of Hilchos Deos for a different share. I'm not sure why I even referenced it, because I was looking at Perek Zayin, which is the focus of the Chavetz Chaim and Apei Telasa. But when I came across this, I made myself a note. I said, this just doesn't tell us about the content of her words, but the whole personality of the speaker. And you should speak the shavach of your friend and not disparagingly at all. You should be an ohev shalom virodev shalom, says the Rambam. You should love peace and you should pursue peace. Also a teaching from the Mishnah, from Hillel, actually, Perek Aleph also. Imro esh dvarav mo'ilim v'nishma'im omer v'im lav shoseik. If you see your words will be effective, there's a to'ales mo'ilim. There's a purpose when you speak to your friend. V'nishma'im, and your friend hears what you're saying, you should speak. So if it's someone who's able to accept Musar, or someone who wants to change, or someone you know, constructive criticism, they're open to hearing it. Mo'ilim, in other words, your words have a to'eles. Good, v'nishma'im, and they'll hear you. Amir, you should speak. V'im lav. And if your words will not appear, shoseik, it's better to be quiet. Ketzad, how? Lo yiratza chaver b'shas kaso. When your friend, this is all teachings from Pirkei Avos as well, the Rambam here includes in his halacha codification of how you should speak. You should not appease your friend in the moment of his wrath. So when your friend is burning with anger, you know, it's not a time to try and appease your friend, because that is not a time when your words have to'alas, and it's not a time when your words will be heard. They will be pointless words. Velo yishalo al nidro b'shas nadar. And you should not ask your friend, oh, did you take a nadar not to drink wine? Well, you know he's not allowed to drink wine, ad shatit karer dato v'yenuach, until his mind is cooled off and he is of calm mind and settled. V'lo yinachamenu b'shash shemeso mutal farav, and you should not try and offer nechama to your friend at the time that his mace is laying before you. So you shouldn't go to the shavuos and you should say, oh, you know, gamzu l'tova, everything Hashem does is for the best. Kol David rachman l'tav aved. Those are not the words that you should be using at this time. We validate a person's pain. We empathize with a person. We offer words of consolation. This is not the time to give them nechama. What does nechama really mean? Nen chas mem. The first time it appears in the Torah is at the end of Perek, the beginning of Perek Vav, right at the end of Parshas Bereishis, when Hashem changes his mind over creating man, so to speak. So nachem, nen chas mem, actually means to change your mind. And that's what we try and do when we offer nechama, to help the mourner change their perspective from seeing this as the end of the world to perhaps the beginning of a new stage in life. But you shouldn't do it when the person is sitting in the place of mourning themselves. That's not appropriate. Mipnei shehu bahul ad sheyikabrehu, because at the time that the meso is in front of him, his mind is unsettled until the mace is buried. So you have to know what to say when, not only what words to use, when to use your words. And the Rambam says what volume to use when you use your words, how close you should stand to the person. If you know you're aloof, it indicates a haughtiness. V'chein kol kayotzu be'ela, and so too all sorts of these kinds of matters. V'lo yira l'chaveir b'shas kol kol, so ala ya'alim eina mimena. You shouldn't look at your friend at the time of his, you know, belittlement, at the time when your friend has failed or fallen or stumbled. Don't let go and make a mockery of him in his pain. You should hide your eyes from him. You don't want to see your friend's shame. You don't want to see your friend's embarrassment. Below Yishana Bidibuan, you shouldn't change your words, which is very, very interesting. You shouldn't change what you say. The English here says you should not distort facts. V'lo yishana b'dibro, you should not change your words. Don't distort facts. But remember, we quoted many years ago, Alyssa, I don't know who from the Achabur was here so many years ago, we quoted Rabbi Weitz, that if a person, Rabbi Naftali Weitz from Ishei, that if a person needs to unburden himself, he may do so halachically to a close confidant or to a spouse. But one of the parameters Rabbi Weitz said is you should not exaggerate what was done. It has to be the facts and not an exaggeration. And that's exactly what the Rambam says here. V'lo yishana b'dibruo. Sometimes when we tell over a story with somebody else, we tend to exaggerate or embellish. You should not change your words. V'lo yosif, don't add. This is exactly what Rabbi White said, by the way. V'lo yigra, and do not detract. Ela b'divrei shalom v'koyotibem. You should speak words of peace and other such pleasant matters. Klalo shel davar, the summation of the matter. Eina medaber ela b'divrei chachma. The sum of the matter is, you know what, says Rambam, you know when you should speak? You should speak words of wisdom. What is chachma? Chachma Torah. You should speak words of wisdom. You should speak words of gemilas chasadim and other such words. So if it doesn't fit into these categories, you shouldn't speak them at all. V'lo yisaper im isha b'shuk. Interesting. You should not speak with a woman in the marketplace. V'afidu hi ishto. O achoso obito. So a degree of tsanua, the way a man behaves in the marketplace when it comes to interacting in public, marketplace means public, with other women, he should not be seen in the marketplace, you know, hopping a schmooze with women, even if it's his wife, or if it's his sister, or if it is his daughter. So halacha maisa, I don't believe that's how we paskin today, but we, again, you could ask your rav, I am not a rav, I do not paskin halacha, but the understanding of how the words that we speak in shmiras halacha, and what you see from this halacha clearly, is not just shmirat halashon, guarding the tongue, isn't just the words that come out, but it's the volume, the distance from the person. If we give someone shalom first or they give us shalom first, the choice of words when we apply them. So I thought that this was very interesting and packed one, obviously very relevant. With that, we will go to Parak Zayin of Hilchos Deos, which is where the Rambam focuses, where the Chafetz Chaim focuses very strongly on his expounding Ba'apei Telasa. The Chafetz Chaim relies heavily here on the halacha as codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. So the article footnote had quoted Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin, Pasuk, I keep saying because I'm used to saying in terms of Tanakh and Chumash, Perek Zayin, halacha hei. But when I came to prepare for Shira, by the way, I think I prepared this 3 classes ago and possibly 4 classes ago. I always been preparing. So I went to the beginning of Perek Zayin in Hilchos Deos. And it's kedai not to begin at Halacha Hey, which is right here, but it is very relevant to begin back at Halacha Aleph. So we're now in Hilchos Deos. We just did Perek Hey Halacha Zayin. Now we're going to Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph through Vav. Excuse me. Okay, so the Rambam writes, Hamiraga b'chaveru, okay? And the whole source of not speaking Lashon Hara is, I'm sorry, in Parshas Kedoshim and Sefer Vayikra, Hamiraga b'chaveru, over, below Tasei, one who is a miragel, like from the word regel. Remember we learned a few months ago, you use your feet to go from place to place, from raglayim, collecting tales about others and spreading them further. So someone who is a miragel against his friend, he's over, lo tasei, which lo tasei are you over? Like the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim, lo seideich rachil ba'mech, rachil is like ragil. You should not be a gossip monger amongst your people. Even though you don't get malchus for being a miragel, for speaking lashon hara, a gossip monger, nevertheless, avon gadolhu, it is a very great sin. V'goreim laharog nefashos rabbis Mishrael, and it causes the loss of much life in Israel. Lakach nismech lo v'lo tamor adam re'echa, and therefore you should not stand idly by when you're. Did we do this last time? Okay. You should not stand idly by while your friend's blood is being shed. Say umar ma eirel doghod. Oh, I make notes. The Gemara here, I don't know if you could see. It's very marked up, and I put stickies exactly where to start, but I don't know why I started saying this halacha that I thought we learned it already. Okay. But no, you're saying no. Even if we did. Oh, you want to hear beautiful var? I just heard this on Shabbos. Because what I was about to say is, even if we did learn it, as you'll see, it's kedai to learn it again. By the time we didn't, which is my notes indicates we didn't. So at the table, finally, my daughter is saying, should she tell us over the Dvar Torah? She said at the Purim Sutta. So we said, yes. So she said, some of you heard it already. So he said, tell it again. So she said, some of you heard it already. So others said, they didn't hear already. So I said, the Gemara says, you can't compare someone who learned something 100 times to someone who learned something 101 times. So we could certainly hear the Dvar Torah, for those of us who were at the table, 2 times. So my son, one of the boys, said he's in Rabbi Sternshir in Masifta Chaim Shmolmo, 9th grade of Darche Torah. So I asked him which Rebbe he heard from, and he didn't remember. Whew, we just came out of it was Shabbos right after Purim. It was Shushan Purim, Shabbos Shushan Purim. It was right after Tzchiras Amalek. Come on. So there's two Amaleks. There's the external Amalek, the enemy, Zachar Zosher Salach Amalek, Zosher Karcha Badarach. And there's the internal Amalek. It's very famous. The Amalek is also the Yetzer Hara. So there's many aspects of darshaning what Amalek is. So when I said this at the table, I told my daughter, of course, you should tell Dvar Torah again. So we'll hear it 2 times. You can't compare what you heard 100 times to 101 times. So I could certainly hear something from once to twice. So my son said something absolutely geschmack. I'm saying this in the name of my son, Shmuel. And he didn't remember which Rabbi you were from. Amalek stands for Amel Kuf. I'll work, I'll toil, but only 100 times. I'm not going to do the extra 101 time. I have to do more than required of me. Amel, to be Amel Kuf, I'll only do the 100 times. But once I reach that, that's my max. I'm not interested in growing further. So I thought it was very, very beautiful. So my point is that even if we learned this already, but you're confirming we did, it would be Kedai turn again, but apparently we didn't. Okay. Halacha Beis, isn't it beautiful? Amel, to be Amel Kuf. I'm going to do 100 times, but 101. You think I'm going to do more than is required of me? Amalek internally says, I'll do exactly what I have to do, but not more. I won't invest one iota more in my Vodas Hashem. Okay. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Ezo hi Rechil. What is Rechilus? Zesha toin dvarim, vaholech mizelo zeh. Vaomer kach amar ploni, kach vakach shamati al ploni. Someone who is a collector of information, a collector of words, and he goes from this one to that one, and he says, so said Plony, such and such I heard about Plony. Avo pishuhu emes, even though his words are true, hareze machriv as ha'olam. Did you see that statement? Avo pishuhu emes, even though the words he speaks may be true, such and such I heard about Plony, such and such someone said, so and so said, even though his words are true, behold, he is destroying the world. Yesh avan gadol mizeh ad me'od. V'hu b'klal lav zeh v'hu lashon hara. And there's a sin that is even greater than this. And it is in the category of this lo taseh. And that is what we call lashon hara. V'hu ha-misaper. What is lashon hara? V'hu ha-misaper b'gnus chaveiro. And this is someone who tells of the disparagement, the negative, the not positive qualities of his friend. Avo pisha omer emes. So in both cases here, the Rambam is saying, whether it's the Rechilas or whether it's the Lashon Hara, you might be speaking the truth, but that does not give you an excuse or validity or a reason to speak negative. Aval ha'omer sheker, but if you say sheker, okay, so Rechilas and Lashon Hara ames, aval ha'omer sheker, nikra motzi sheima achaveiro. So someone who speaks falsehood. We have to be a truthful people. The seal of the Ribbon Shalom is at Shabbos 55. The Chos Moshal Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ames, the Aleph Beis is Aleph Mem Tav, first, middle, and last sort of the Aleph Beis. We have a Moshal Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ames, so to speak. The seal of God is Ames, the Aleph Beis, Aleph Mem Tav. The seal of the Aleph Beis is Ames, and we have a mitzvah of Alach the Bedrachav to emulate the Ribbon Shalom, so to Yadad Af, and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We have a mitzvah to emulate God, Mahu Afato, so Mahu Ames, Afato Ames. God speaks the truth, I have to speak the truth. So there's no out to speak negatively. If it's true, it's Lashon Hara Rechilas. If it's false, it's Motzi Sheima. So in the Pashka story, first of all, it wasn't true because there was nothing wrong with the candy. We just had Purim. Oh my gosh. if your child, you know, imbibes too much Coke and Sprite and lollies and spray fire hydrant candies, and they, okay, so everything in moderation. So you want a child wants to enjoy in moderation, but if they spend the whole 3 days eating candy and only candy, and then they get sick, it's not the candy manufacturer's fault that your child, you know, ingested way too much sugar and dyes and food coloring. So this woman went and she told Motzi Shema about Pashka. She said there's something wrong with the candies. There wasn't anything wrong with the candies. Her child ate too much candy. And that is Motzi Shemen, and it has terrible effects. And what does the Rambam write here? Hareza machriv es ha'olam. And that's what happened in the case of the candy. It's such a practical and applicable lesson for all of us. They destroy the world. Aval balash and harazeh. But the balash and hara, okay? Zesha Yosef, he sits, va'omer, and he says, kach v'kach asaploni, so and so this one did, v'kach v'kach hayu avosav, and this is how his fathers were, v'kach v'kach shamati alav, and such I heard about him, va'omer dvarim shagnai. So you disparage him, and what he did, and his yichus, his forefathers, his family, this is what I heard about him, and he speaks such disparaging words. Alzer Amar Kasuv, about this the Pasuk says, until in Perek Yudbeis, Yachres Hashem Kol Sifsei Chalakos, Hashem will cut off all those of smooth tongue, Lashon Midaberes Gudolos, the tongue that speaks of great things, and this is not in a positive way. So a person has to know that the tongue who speaks so haughtily over somebody else, with such a smooth tongue over somebody else, Hashem will cut off that person. And so here in this halacha, the Rambam delineates for us Rechilos, Lashon Hara, and Motzi Shema. So three categories of Shmiras HaLashon, which we are consistently, I hope, and constantly, I hope, working on. Halacha Gimel, Amru Chachamim, the sages say, Shalosh Aveiros Nifraim Min HaAdam Ba'olam Haza, Ve'ein Lo Chelek La'olam Haba. There are three sins. What's our whole purpose in this world? This world is an Elam. It's a hard place. There are a lot of Nisyonos. I'm not only talking about personally, communally. We're part of Am Yisrael. We feel the pain of our friends, our community members, our beloved country, those in Eretz Yisrael are suffering, even if we don't know them. So, why do we live here? To do Torah mitzvos, to live in Chaya Olam. This is a fleeting world. We're here for a few decades. The whole point of this world is to get to the next world. That's where there's real life. It's not here. This world is a facade. My daughter's preparing a report now on Kedusha and Emuna. So we were just looking. She asked me to help her go through a piece of Ruchaim Volozhiner and the Nefesh HaChaim on Kedusha. And he says, so I think it's Sha'ar Beis. Very powerfully, that as you descend from the uppermost realm to the lower worlds, Kedusha becomes more hidden and hidden and hidden. So the radiance of Hashem and the radiance of Torah, not the radiance of Torah, the radiance of Kedusha can no longer be seen. Because as you descend, the world is so dark that the radiance of Kedusha can no longer be seen. So she wanted to understand what that means. How is it possible? Either it's Kadosh or it's not Kadosh. How could Kedusha descend? So I said, if you look at the Lashon, Chaim Lashon does not say the Kedusha disappears. He says the radiance of the Kedusha cannot be seen. So I said to her, imagine you have a beautiful gem, a diamond, and it's so many facets, and it's so beautiful. So if it's naked, bare to the naked eye, so you could see all the facets and it reflects the light. Let's say you cover it up with one piece of paper. You could still see some of the beauty. Let's say you cover it up with two pieces of paper. By the time you cover it up with 10 layers of, you know, black construction paper, you're not going to be able to see any of the gem. Does it mean it doesn't have Kedusha? It's still the gem. It's still beautiful. But you can't see it because it's been covered up. So Chaim Lajner says that as he was Nifter in 1821, he started the first yeshiva, as we know yeshivas today, in 1802. So as you descend from the upper, the Elyonim, to the Tachtonim, Kedusha and radiance becomes more and more hidden. His point is, and he says so beautifully, that the Kedusha of Torah is always apparent. So what gives us life in this world? Where it's the only way we could access the radiance of Kedusha? Through Torah, because Torah is never hidden. Torah is so bright, you can't cover up the Kedusha of Torah. So the whole point of this world is to steig, to be amel, not kuf, that's amalek. Amel, kuf, aleph, and beyond. Keep working. We all want to get to Olam Haba. This world is fleeting. It's Olam HaSheker. However, there are three averos that there is retribution against this person in this world, and also he is no chelek in Olam Haba. So if you live and you don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, then what was the point of Olam HaZeh? So what are these three sins? Avodas kochavim v'gilei arayis u'shvichus damim. Okay, the three yehareg v'al yavor is a person we should never be tested, should give up his life, must give up his life, rather than transgress idol worship, promiscuity, and murder or bloodshed. V'lashon hara k'neged kulam. It's really very scary. I don't care how many times you heard this, 100 times, 1 time, 2 times, 101 times. V'lashon hara is k'neged kulam. And furthermore, the Chachamim say, "Call him a saper b'lashon hara, ki l'kofer b'ikar." Whoever speaks lashon hara, it's as if he denies the essence of everything. A kofer b'ikar is someone who denies the omnipotency and the all-powerful Ein Sof, the Kol Yachal. So I understand if I worship avodah zara, so you could say maybe I'm a kofer b'ikar. But someone who speaks lashon hara, he denies God's presence. He denies God's power. Shanemar, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Perikid Beis, Pasukei, Asher Amru L'Shonenu Nagbir. And we said to our tongues will be the Giborim. Through our tongues we will prevail. Sifasenu Itanu. Our lips are to us. Mi Adon Lanu, sarcastically. Who is master over us? Meaning, with our tongues we will prevail. With our lips we will be victorious. There is no one who is a master over us. V'ad Amru Chachamim. And the sages further say, Shlosh ha-lashon hara b'horegesh. Lashon hara kills three, ha-omro, the speaker, v'ha-mekabel, and the one who accepts lashon hara, v'zesh omer lav, and the person spoken about, v'ha-mekabel, yosher mina omro. Very difficult, that he who accepts lashon hara is even greater of a sinner than the one about who said the lashon hara. So you have to be very, very careful when someone comes and starts speaking lashon hara to you. It's not so pasha to say, I was on the receiving end. You have to work very hard not to be mekabel, that slanderous speech. So a lot of halachos and relevant teachings and sobering codification of halacha here as to how grievous is the sin of lashon hara, rechilas, motzi shem, shaker, and how a Talmud Chacham, don't forget we began in Hilchos Deos, Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin, how a Talmud Chacham must conduct himself with his speech. Whoops. V'yesh dvarim shehein avak lashon hara. V'yavek ish imar alos ha-shachar. A man wrestled with him to the morning dawn. What does that mean? They kicked up feet. They kicked up dust with their feet, so to speak. Yaakov and the mysterious Ish, the Sarashal Ishav, up to the Kisei HaKavod. Avak is dust. So there are things that are considered avak lashon hara. So you know, gray areas. It's not really lashon hara, what I just said. It's the dust of lashon hara. What does that mean? Kate said, how is this? How do you define what's the avak lashon hara? Mi yomer leploni sheyeh kemo shehu ata. A person says to so and so, who will tell Ploni, who will tell, you know, Mr. Y, he should continue what he is doing the way he's doing it now. That could be misconstrued. It could be sarcastic. It could be negative. Who will tell Ploni to continue behaving the way he's behaving now? What do you really mean when you say that? Oh sheyomer, or someone who says, shisku mi Ploni, don't talk about, oh, shisku mi Ploni. Don't talk about it. Eini rotza lo dia ma eira umehaya. So I will tell you that I have had this before, especially because this shiur has made me super aware of speech. Super aware of speech. I hope for those who listen to this shiur and participate in this shiur, it's helped you as well. But sometimes I have come to this, so someone will start to say in my home, right? Let's say it's even happened in my home that someone will start to say something about so and so, and I will say, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to know what happened to so and so. That's a problem. That's avak lashon hara. So then you could say, how should you stop the conversation? Which is a good kasha, right? Because how should you stop the conversation? I guess you could try and change the conversation with grace, with chayin. Like the Rambam said, you should speak benachas. So if you can somehow change the conversation or start zmiros or just bring up a totally different topic. But even saying, shisku mi ploni, shatak, be quiet about ploni. Eini rotza lodia ma'era ma'ya. We shouldn't talk about what happened. I don't want to say what happened. I don't want to know what happened. I don't want to talk about. That's really a avak lashon hara, because what are you saying? There's something juicy over there that happened that if it wasn't for the slain of lashon hara, maybe I would really want to know. Maybe I would really say, but let's not talk about it. Better not to talk about it. That's a problem. The kayotze bedvarim ha'edu. So that's avak lashon hara. So yes, we have to find a graceful way to change a conversation without even implying that there was lashon hara or rechilus or shaker or motzi shema to be said here. V'kol ha-mesaper b'tovas chaveiro b'fnei sona av. So it's not even so pasha to speak halachically about your friend's stellar qualities. Because he who speaks about the good of his friend before the enemy, hareza avak lashon hara. This too is the dust of lashon hara. It's from the shmutz of lashon hara. Shezeh gorem lahem sheyisapu bignuso. Why? Because it will cause that enemy, as soon as you bring up so-and-so's names. Sarah's such a great baker, I never tasted a potato kugel like hers. Excuse me, and if you say that to Rivka, and Rivka hates Sarah, so Rivka's going to start talking about all the negative things that Sarah ever did to her in her life. But you didn't say anything. You just said, Sarah makes great potato kugel. I never tasted a potato kugel like hers. But if you don't know, you're complimenting this person. You have no idea that her or Rivka hates Sarah. But if you know somehow that Rivka and Sarah are neighbors, and they haven't spoken to each other in 5 years, and Rivka hates Sarah, and you mention Sarah's name, so that's a vakash and hara. And halachically, that's also a problem. Okay, so like halacha l'maisa here, it's very relevant. So you shouldn't say, who will tell so-and-so to continue behaving the way he's behaving now? That's a problem. But how's he behaving now? What are you insinuating? You're not allowed to say, I don't want to talk about that person. I shouldn't say what was done. Or on the receiving end, I don't want to talk about the person. I don't want to hear what happened. That's a vak lashon hara. Speaking positively about a person when you know that someone else hates them is also a vak lashon hara, because it's inevitably going to lead to negative speech. And about this, Shlomo said in Mishlei Chav Zayin, Mivarech re'ehu b'kol gadol. He who blesses his friend in a loud voice, Mivarech re'ehu b'kol gadol baboker. He who blesses his friend in a loud voice in the morning, baboker hashkem, Kilala teichashevla, Mivarech re'ehu, one who blesses his friend, b'kol gadol, in a loud voice, baboker hashkem, wakes up early in the morning, and in a loud voice, he makes an announcement about how wonderful his friend is, kilala teichashevla. If you go around announcing early in the morning how wonderful your friend is, okay, you go into shul in the morning for the minyan, and you announce to everyone else assembled there how great this Baal Tefillah is, and the other nine people in shul think, I can't stand this Baal Tefillah, and you know we can't stand him, and he schleps out every word, and how could you come in and say, oh, wonderful, Avram Yitzchak is davening, when everyone else hates Avram Yitzchak davens, and you know that people in shul have a grudge, but Avram Yitzchak has yurtzeh today, and you say, wow, it's so wonderful, so mivarech re'ehu b'kol gadol b'boker hashkem klal teichashev lo, so kataka bi, you brought a curse, it's considered a curse, even though you meant to bless. So you really have to be so careful with even a vak lashon hara, because what you said is neutral. Sarah makes the best potato kugel. That's a neutral statement. It depends who you say it to. Avram Yitzchak is the best Baal Tefillah. I love his chazanas, and everyone else can't wait to catch 705 train. And they yay chazanas, and it's Tuesday morning, and what do we need this for? Save it for the Yamim No Ram. So it's a vak lashon hara. Shemitoch tova so bali de ra'aso, because through speaking about the good, you will come for someone to speak about the ra, the bad. V'kena misaper b'lashon hara'o. Whew, now the Rambam moves on to something. I don't know what it was always like. We didn't live in other generations and we didn't live in other times, so I don't know. But you know, in the Tefillah al Hadibur, this is the Shiur Sefer is based on. Okay. One of the things in the Tefillah of the Dibur of the Chafetz Chaim is we should be careful not to speak divrei shaker, chanufa, improper flattery, machlokas, ka'as, gaivo, nas, tvarim, halbanas, panim, leitzanus. So we shouldn't be from the leitzanei hador. Ashrei ushasha lo halach betzatz ushaim, v'derchata imo amad, moshav leitzim lo yashav. That's what David Melech opens up the entire Sefer Tehillim. Don't be with the Rasha'im and the Chataim, and for sure not with the Leitzim. In today's door, I don't know. I don't know how it used to be. I didn't live in a different time. But there's sometimes such a degree of Leitzanus. I think a lot of it comes from foreign culture, Rachman Alitzan, from Oyvei, movies, TV, Hollywood, Oyvei. There's a degree of leitzanus, a strong degree of sarcasm, leitzanus, mockery. People mock the gedolim today. Everything is open for mockery and jokes and sarcasm. We don't even speak in a serious fashion anymore. This is also halachically very significant. So again, we're in the Rambam Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. V'keina Masaper B'lashon Hara Derech Sechok V'Derech Kalus Rosh. Klamar She'enu B'daber B'sina. It's an aveira to speak Lashon Hara, but say it's just a joke. I'm just acting lightheaded. I'm not speaking because I hate him. I'm speaking sarcastically about the person. I'm speaking with leitzanus. I'm just making a joke. It's mockery. It's jest. It's just in jest. That's not an exemption. It's a problem. You're over. Again, everyone, I know I'm screen sharing who's listening online. Please go look up the Rambam. You're on my witness. I'm adding up one word. Hu Shlomo Amar B'chachma. So like Shlomo said in his wisdom, Kemis Lahalea Hayore Zikim Chitzim V'maves. As a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death, and says, I'm only joking. Va'amar, halo misachikani. It's like someone who shoots arrows and bullets, not in those days of Shlomo Melech, and firebombs. And he says, oh no, I'm just making a joke. Sometimes, unfortunately, the late sonos today, is zikdit is just a joke. You're over. V'chein ha-misaper lashon hara derech rama'us. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara in the way of trickery or deceit. And it's as if I'm speaking for his tmimus. No, no, I'm speaking for his purity. I'm not speaking anything bad. He does it in such a concealed way that it looks like he's speaking approvingly and with purity and with tmimus, but really he's speaking with trickery. Wow, I was speaking with such purity. I had no idea. I just said Lashon Hara. So, you know, you speak in such a trickery, covered up way, and someone comes and says, so maybe we shouldn't be talking about this. Maybe there's Lashon Hara. I didn't know it was Lashon Hara. I'm so sorry. I'm not talking about you or Bashogi. You didn't know. Like, you're tricking yourself. You're covering yourself up. So he says, no, I didn't know. He pretends to be innocent. And when he is reproved, Omer, when you come and you say, you know, this is a problem, he says, oh, I never knew. I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was Lashon Hara. Also, Elu Mas of Shalploni. Oh, I didn't even know that the story was harmful to such and such and his deeds. And all of these are Avak Lashon Hara. Trickery, deceit, leitzanos, jokes at someone else's expense, praising someone in the presence of those who hate him, saying, no, you know, I'm not even going to talk about that person. It's a problem. So we have covered many halachos, but Ezra Hashem, next time we have one more class. I know our time's a little bit up. One more class before we break for Pesach. We will now start next time. We should all be well, Blin Eder, but I plan to. Parak Zion of the Rambam Hilchos Deos Halacha Hey, which is where the Rambam speaks about Ba'ape Talasa, which the Chafetz Chaim uses as the, or devotes his lion's share of attention to this halacha. We will continue Be'ezrat Hashem next time. May the Ribbono Shel Olam grace us with the humility, wisdom, courage to be Amel, Kuf Aleph, and beyond. So that our words should be spoken benachas and heard benachas. May our shir be azchus refuah shleima for Zev Wolf Ben Chaya Sarah Besoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. We thank the generous Axelrod family for sponsoring and enabling us to learn together. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you, Lissa. Thank you all. Kol Tov, Besoros Tovos.